Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadiches, and Erev and Tzadiches, we are in the last parak of Hamotzi Tfilin, and the Mishnah on Tzadi Zayin Amaveis speaks about if somebody is reading from a Torah, from some type of scroll, Kisvi HaKodesh, and he's on the door's threshold, and it rolls out of his hand, and it rolls onto the floor. That's the topic that comes up. But the Gemara, towards the end of Tzadiches Siman Aleph, towards the bottom, Amar Avacha Bar Ava, talking about throwing different Kisvi HaKodesh. The Gemara says, Zoso Meres, Ein Mezarkin, Kisvi HaKodesh. You're not allowed to throw Kisvi HaKodesh. There's a halachas of treating Dvarim Shebekdusha properly, not only any Dvarim Shebekdusha, not only Tashmishe Mitzvah have to be dealt with properly, but Tashmishe Kedusha, anything connected with Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, is even more. So let's talk about one inyan that has to do with Kisvi HaKodesh, and that is the halacha of Kavod Sefer Torah, and specifically what happens when a Sefer Torah falls down. So that is our topic. So the source of this idea is not anywhere really early. The halacha, the idea that many people know of, that if a Sefer Torah falls down, one has to fast. That is not clear in the poskim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, Reish Pei Beis. That's the simon, but having covered for a Sefer Torah. So one would think it should be there if a Torah falls down, but it's not. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch is such a minna quoted. On the page of the Shulchan Aruch it is, but we'll see. Yaradeya Reish Pei Beis. Chayev Adam Linho, covered Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person is chayev to be knowing tremendous covered for a Sefer Torah. Umitzvah Liyachei Lo Mak. Building an aron is part of being mechabed a sefer Torah. You have a separate place for it. Ula chabed amakomahu. Ula hadro biyoser. To give it tremendous glory. Velo yaruk. And each one of these is a separate topic. We're just going to focus, just get a little overview. Velo yaruk kenegdo sefer Torah. You can't spit in towards a sefer Torah. Velo yigale ervaso kenegdo. Person can't get undressed in front of a sefer Torah. Velo yifshad raglo kenegdo. Velo yinichedo arosho kamasui. You can't put the Torah on your head. Velo yachzor lachorev. Big Shiloh, the Gemara talks about what if you're traveling with a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to put it in the baggage above you. But what do you have to do? Normally, Yeshev Lefanav B'Kovid Rosh, Ubiyira V'Fachad. Right, to sin in front of it in Kovid Rosh with seriousness, Yir and Pachad. Shehu Ha'ed HaNe'amon, Al-Kol Ba'ei Olam. It is the aid that we are connected to Hashem. Shenamar v'hayasham b'chol aid v'yachadenu kifi kocho. And that's why whenever you see a Sefer Torah moving, one has to stand up. What if you're walking with a Sefer Torah? You shouldn't put it down in a non-mechubad place. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Hei, our Gemara, Ein Zarkin Kisvi HaKodesh, Afilu Halachos Vagados. You can't throw Sefer Kisvi HaKodesh. Also, Leishev Alamita, which is Sefer Torah, you can't sit on the same chair, the same bed that the Sefer Torah is on. It has to do with benches. Okay, so this is all different halacha's overview of giving kavod to a sefer Torah. But we get into now specifically our issue. Our issue is not quoted in Yeradeya, it's quoted in Aruch Chaim. In Aruch Chaim, in Siman Mem Dalet, in Hilchas Tefillin, the Magen Avraham quotes the Minhag. He quotes it from the earlier sources, the Mishpatei Shmuel, one of the earlier Achronim. He quotes, a Minhag to fast when Tefillin fall on the floor, Kal v'chomer when a Sefer Torah falls on the floor. And the Magen Avraham says, Tefillin is only if it falls not in its box. If it falls in the box or in the bag, then there's no idea. Sefer Torah, afilu benartikon. A Sefer Torah, even if it's in its nartik, even if it's in its container, so then one would have to fast. So there are different versions also of the fast. Is it one day? Is it a bahab? Is it 40 days? Because the Torah was given in 40 days. Different. Most hold it's one day. That seems to be the minhag. In the Tshuva's Torah Yikutiel, they quote an amazing raya for this idea, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is up on 40 days, 40 nights on Har Sinai, and he gets the Torah and he gets the Luchos. The Luchos, which is like the first Torah that we have. It wasn't a Torah, but it was the Luchos. What does he do? He comes down on Shavuos Batamuz. He breaks the Luchos. And what do Chazal do? They're Koveya Tainus. So on the first time that Luchos or Torah was broken or fell, there it was on purpose, Chazal were Koveya Tainus on that day. But again, one should remember, this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chida writes in the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, remember that it's not a din. It's a chumrah of a minug. Sha'alta mimeni yidid Hashem. Gam b'nei ish she'ira mikra. L'misha yanosi sefer Torah min ha'echal la'avir l'teva. There was somebody who was walking from the Aron to the Bima. Vein bodenu haloch v'nasoa ish tamute kamishtamet minei. To quote the Gemara. So he slipped. Vein ba'avo nafala aretz. Mi'ata sha'ol yishaluim ha'omdim sham. The people that were in the shul, v'einehem arose, shenafala sefer Torah, v'einehem, their eyes saw. Did they have to fast? Do you have to fast if you see a Sefer Torah fall? That's the question. Says the Chaim Sha'al, before you ask me if everybody else has to fast, ask me if he has to fast. Acha tosho alani maroech hayav lesanos, ikra dedina ha depshita lecha, ulechol amon Yisrael. Everybody thinks, shemisha yabiyado Sefer Torah v'nofa chayav lesanos, eino mefurish betalmud. So the Chidah can say that, pre-computers. Nowhere in Shas, Pavli Rishalmi, does it say that. Upepiske ravasa kamoi. Aman minag Yisrael, it's a minag Yisrael, shagam asher yiplu miyado atfilin misane. Kol shekei mi sheyipo miyado sefer Torah. Vishagam svarahu detzor kapara shebol zilzul sefer Torah al yado. Lon is bar, even though it's svaradik, that we cause zilzul, which we'll get to soon. Lon is bar, bedivri ashas vaposkim rishonim. Rak rav mishpate Shmuel. That's the original source. Simon Yud Beis. Yeshno benos intala minagat tefillin because of kshenofel and tefillin miyado shayvim zilzul. And but one should keep that in mind. And the Kapos Tamarim, he quotes, finds a remez sukkah daf mem aleph that when the tefillin fall down, it's a zilzul. But either way, the idea of fasting is only in the mishpatei Shmuel, and what you recognize and know that it is milsa de chasidusa, it is a chumrah, and if you want to take on it, so that's fine. But to force everyone else also to take part in it, especially people that saw, there is no such chiyuv din. If one wants to, if the tzibur is ready and there's nothing negative or risky, then it would be okay. The vadi arutz alahachmar alatzma shert sumlo bederach shakasav scharu ito v'chashavim koneyu. But to let everybody else know, so then that is it's a chumrah. But either way, what is the tam for this minhag? What is the tam? So two different general reasons that are given by the mafarshim. So number one, and again, this is implicit in all the mafarshim, and if you want to. Every sefer that's been written about this, if you look in Bina Besfarim, by Daniel Feldman's first volume, he has an article there about Sefer Torah Shenafal, and quotes every single sefer, as you can imagine, that is written on the topic. So, two reads. Number one, Simen Peronis. It's a Simen Ra. If a Sefer Torah falls in the shul, it's a Simen Ra for the Tzibur. Right? Some quote the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Vav, as a remez to this idea. The Gemara there talks about a machlokas, a serious machlokas that was going on. Tzadi Vav Mabez, the last daf of Isha Rabbah. And the Gemara says that they fought about it, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi, ad shekaru sefer Torah b'chamasan, until they tore a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, karu salgadaitach, ele'ima shenikra sefer Torah b'chamasan. A sefer Torah was torn in anger. It got torn because they were just so, right, getting it at each other's throats, so to speak. V'hayasham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, Amar tama ani, im lo yiyah beis haknesset zu avodos kochavim, v'chein have. There's going to be avodah zarah in this shul. What does that mean? It means that if a sefer Torah falls, it's a simen ra. It shows that there's not a hashras hashchina in that spot. And now it's a simen for it. And that's a simen peranus. And therefore one has to, you know, take it as a simen and maybe do tshuva based on it. And the tshuva is Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger, in Yoredeya, simen kuf pei dalet. He also wonders. They all talk about what's the makor for such a custom. And especially for the people who see it. So he quotes fascinating. That the roa has to fast from the Tosefta and Shmuis, or the Divrei Yatziv was a gon atzum. Haya Revozer ben Masya Omer, Haroa over Avera Mischayev Liros, but Mefarshim Sham Nidchaku Lafarish. Revozer ben Masya says, if you see somebody doing Avera, you're Chayev. Nobody knows what does that mean. Vishamati Miagon Remeir Arik, he heard from one of the earlier Achronim, Lafarish Abhiya Mavur Bisvarma Kadosh Miabal Shemtov, Hakadosh. He quotes an idea from the Baal Shem Tov. Shemisha roa Yehudi over Avera, biyadua, shigam etzlo nimsa me'avera zu. The Baal Shem Tov has an idea that if you see a fellow Jew doing an Avera, that means that you must have a shemetz of that Avera in you. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having you see it. If you see somebody being Mechal Shabbos, then we're not being Mechabi Shabbos enough. V'tzorach la'asos tshuva aleha. And that's the Baal Shem Tov. And that's the Kavanah of the Tosefta. Haroa over Avera, ein ze ala bebnei shehu atzmo mischayev. And therefore, Nizdami lo liro sa avera kadesh yasa tshuva, Hashem sending you a message. If you see this avera, that means you have to be osik petshuva in that area. Ulafiz asi shabra tuva. So if you see a sefer Torah that falls down, it must be that we're not giving enough kavod Torah, and therefore we have to be misane and do a lot of tshuva and be mechabed sefer Torah. And that's what the Divrei Yatziv continues. Vayikar lasos tshuvas hamishkal lekabal atzmo liizor bekavod Torah. Give proper kavod if there was a zilzal. The ikar kavod haTorah hu lahosif b'limud haTorah b'chol yom. Learn extra. Not the fasting is the ayin mari bruna shehekel l'na'arim shein sorach l'sanos b'nefilas tefillin. He led the mari bruna. Let the young boys not have to fast when they drop tefillin. Ragil madu bezo gimel shos yoser. Learn an extra 2 hours. That's what he said. That's what Rav Avadi even says. There's a true Rav Avadi has in Yabia Omer. Nowadays, he said if he had his druthers, if it was up to him, He wouldn't make the whole tzibur fast. He'd make them take off from work and have a yom iyun and have them learn all day. That's much more meaningful. Just fasting.
Says the Divrei Yatziv, especially if people are older.
Doesn't say when to stop. Just says you do it. But okay. But that is all idea number one. It's a siman per anus, and that's why one has to fast and do tshuva v'chul. The other idea might be just more direct, and that is bizayin haTorah. The Torah fell down. That itself, not a message from Hashem. Bizayin haTorah, right? It's implicit in the Ramban. Right? The Ramban says when we lift up the Torah, we're giving tremendous covet for the Torah. Right? That's the Ramban in Parshas Kisava, where the Ramban says on the pasuk, "Arur asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos." Cursed is the one who does not lift up the Torah. And the Ramban has a beautiful pshat on that. That means not somebody who accepts the Torah and does the Torah, but somebody who accepts the veracity of the Torah. That's what yakim means. If you uplift the Torah in your belief. But then the Ramban says, it's also a remez to Hagba. V'li nira, alachazin she'eno mekim sefer Torah latzibur, laharos p'nei ksivasu lakol, kemosh mefers b'mesecha sofrim, as it quotes in Mesecha Sofrim, the earliest source of Hagba, shemagbiyin oso umara p'nei ksivasu la'am, ha'omdim liyamino v'lesmolo, you have to show the ksav to the people to the right and the left, Shemitzvah lachol anashim vehanashim. Interesting. The women were able to see the Torah in the Rabban Shul. Lachol anashim vehanashim leros aksav lachro v'lomar zos adorah shosam Moshe. V'chein noagin. So the Ramban says Hagba is about giving tremendous kavod to the Torah. So Rachman al Islan, if the Torah falls, that's a peronis to the Torah. It's a bizayin to the Torah, and therefore one has to make up for that. So two reasons. So again, is it siman peronis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a siman, a remez that you have to take a message, or is it like the Ramban? It's a bizayin haTorah, and there are many nafkaminas that might relate to these two ideas. We'll quote a number of them. Number one: who has to fast? Who has to fast? Like lumdus wise, who has to fast? So if it's about bizayin haTorah, then maybe only the person who dropped it or anybody else who was involved. If I'm standing in the back, I have nothing to do with it. Right, about with the Bizayin haTorah. But if it's about a message for the tzibur, so then it could be even anybody who's there. It could be for the whole town. It doesn't have to even be limited to people who see it. But either way, that's number one. Number two, what happens if it fell ba'ones? What if it fell ba'ones? Right? Or it wasn't your fault. The Avnei Nezer, the Divrei Chaim, they both have tshuvas. The Avnei Nezer first, let's do it. Avnei Nezer is a tshuva where in Simon Shin Ayin Ches, the Avnei Nezer writes in Yeridah, Simon Shin Ayin Ches, one time people went to shul in the morning, and there were ganavim, and they ransacked the whole shul, and the Torahs were on the floor. And some of them were ripped. So he talks about whether you have to fast or not. So he says, in this case, if you say the reason is Mishum Bizayin haTorah, but you didn't do it. It wasn't our fault. Unless you say that the door wasn't locked properly. Then there might be some type of Shia. Or the Aron wasn't made properly. Right? I was once in camp many years ago, and in the middle of Shabbos Mincha, I wasn't in the shul at the time, but at Shabbos Mincha, somebody had put the Torah back in one of these wooden camp Arons with a curtain in the front, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it must have not been put in properly, leaning back towards the back. It fell out straight, Rachman al-Islan, onto the floor. So after that, every Aron got a belt to hold the Torah inside, but that might be considered a little Shia. Right, on the tzibur, because they had this, not just the person who put it back, but also the tzibur didn't have a belt there. But he says the Avnei Nezer, if it's totally not the tzibur's fault, I will begun for sefer Torah, ein aleim shum davar. Zulas, im lo haya sagar, v'nichar en kodesh pasuach, im lo haya mafteach. Bezeh kol aminyan, shah sefer Torah shalem pashu bedavar, shah aleim lishmar, shalom yavu li degineva, ubi zayin. Mikom akom, he says, if it's totally not their fault, they don't have to fast if it doesn't hurt them, and they want to be machmer for the other reason of... Simon Peronis, then one can. The Divrei Chaim also, the Sanzer Rav also talks about this also, if it's Ba'ones, but you still can fast if you can, so then that would be okay. So number one, who has to fast? Number two, Nafa Ba'ones. What happens if it fell during a Kiyum HaMitzvah? For example, Simchas Torah, everybody's dancing with the Torahs, and they're dafka trying to be mechabe the Torah, and then that happens. Or Hagba, Rachman al-Islan. Right? Somebody's trying to do, like the Ramban said, trying to do Kavod HaTorah, and still it happens. So do we say that you're like osik b'mitzvah, so it's not as bad, and it's not to have to worry about? Maybe it's compared, some compared to the Gemara in Baba Kama. Or in Baba Kama, that if you're running in the street, then you're responsible for hezek. Unless Erev Shabbos late, then you're running for a mitzvah. Erev Shabbos late, because everybody realized that everybody's running to do a mitzvah. You still should be careful. But that's what the Gemara says in the Mishnah. In Baba Kama Lamed Beis, Shnayim Shari Mahachim Bershut Arabim, Echad Ratz Ve'echad Mahalich. One's running, one's walking. Shari Shneim Ratzim, V'Ziku Ze'ezheh, Shneim Peturim. So the Gemara talks about the Ukimta. And the Gemara says that Umodeb, Isi, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'en Hashmashos, Shehu Patur, Be'fnei Shehu Ratz Bershus. Erev Shabbos, my Bershus Ika. What Bershus do you have? I'm running Erev Shabbos. Kidre Rabbi Chanina, Dami Rabbi Chanina, Bo, the source of Kabbalah Shabbos. Bo Venetze, Likresh Kalamalkasa. Vami Likresh Shabbos Kalamalkasa. Rabbi Yane Misate Fakoi, Boi Kala, Boi Kala. So you're running out to Shabbos. So you're not going to be Chayef for Hezek in that. We're not the case. We're not Paskin if somebody's driving Rachmana Litzlan very inappropriately on Erev Shabbos because they're late. It's their fault that they're late. Right, but this is l'shem in the middle of a mitzvah. So suggest the Eimek Halacha and others that maybe you're going to be potter because it's also all part of Kavanat Torah. But if it's the Simen Peranus, then maybe it's even worse. It's even worse. If you're involved in a mitzvah and something happens, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really trying to give us a message. Remember the Mishnah in Sukkah, that when it starts raining, when you're sitting in a Sukkah, it's like an Eved that's trying to pour a cup of wine to his master, and the master just throws it back in the Eved's face. So, but again, this is a big topic. And again, generally, in all these nafkaminas, we'll probably say if one can fit, A, not to, but it depends on your situation. What about a Sefer Torah psula? What if a puzzle Sefer Torah falls? So, Dayan Grosnas, in the Chuba's Lev Aryeh, he discusses this. So he says, maybe it's Tali on the Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam and others. If you don't have any other Sefer Torah kosher, could you use a Sefer Torah puzzle to lane from? Machlokas Rishonim, there's a Chuba of the Rambam. We paskin the middle approach. We paskin that if you find a Sefer Torah still in the middle of the laning, you don't have to lane already, you don't have to go back on what you laned already, but you have to take out a new one from here on in. What's the Pshara? That's the Pshara. Meaning, b'di'evid, we rely that we were Yotzi the Kriyas HaTorah with the Sefer Torah Psula, because we didn't know it was possible at the time, but right now, we can't. But that's a Machlokas, and maybe that Machlokas is about, you know, does a Sefer Torah Psula still have the Kedusha? Or not, maybe it doesn't have Kedusha, but you can still lane from it. Chassam Sofer, the Noda Behud, and a couple of Shuvahs assume it has full Kedusha. But again, maybe it could be totally on our issue. Is there bizayin haTorah if the Sefer Torah falls down when it's puzzle? Would Hashem give us a simin with a Sefer Torah puzzle or only a Sefer Torah kasher? So again, it's open. It might be totally, but you might go in either direction. What happens if it fell, but it didn't totally fall? Right, let's say, you know, part of it's in the hand and part of it's not in the hand. So again, that might be, if you look in the Bina Besfarim and Rabbi Feldman Sefer, he says, maybe this is also Tali on the issue. If it would be Shem Chet, so maybe it's not a full Chet. If you're still holding it, it didn't totally fall down. If it's a Simen Ra, then it's also a Simen Ra. Part of the Torah is on the floor. That we've already spoke about Ganovim, that was the Avnei Nezer. Maybe two more to mention, and that is, what about Nafal B'Shabbos? The Beis Yitzchak discusses. Do you fast that day? Could you fast that day? But if somebody has a tiny a chalom, a bad dream, we know you can wake up in the morning, he's allowed to fast. The only fast you're allowed to do on Shabbos, besides Yom Kippur, is a tiny chalom. Right? You fast that day. So what about if the Sefer Torah fell? Would you fast that day? So again, it might be Tali. If it's Mishum Tshuva, because you're Mavaz the Torah, do Tshuva tomorrow. You don't have to fast that day. Do Tshuva, you can fast on Sunday or Monday. But if it's a remez, if it's a message from Hashem, so it's just like a bad dream. If it's like a bad dream, you could fast on Shabbos, so too in this case. And finally, the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak quotes, what happened if the Sefer Torah fell on Yom Kippur, Rachmana Litzlan? If it fell on Yom Kippur. So he has this following Shaila, Mama O Nivala Va'agma Nafshi, Al Shmu Alo Tova, Shonodati Al Yoda, Bavarasina Rabim, Kle Kodesh Nizbazesh, Sefer Torah Shenafal, on Yom Kippur. So he says, well, if it's Mishum Bizayin HaTorah and you have to do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos, so if you have a Suffolk Avera, like this Chayav and Hashem Tali, and Yom Kippur always takes care of Hashem Talis, if you owe a Chatos, you have to bring a Chatos. But Hashem Tali, even 5 minutes before Yom Kippur is over, you don't have to bring the Hashem Tali, because Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Mishabal Yado Suffolk Avera, the Rambam, Shkagos, Gimel Tes, Afilam Chashecha, Pater Me Hashem Tali, Kol Yom Mechaper. So maybe here too, right? The Yom Kippur itself is mechaper in this regard. But if you say it's an omen, it's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us a message, then again, like we said before, maybe here even more than others, Yom Kippur is the day he's closest, he's trying to give us a message, and for sure we would have to do something. So these are some of the nafkaminas that come up with the two understandings, again, of Sefer Torah Shenafal. Is it Simon Peranis, Hashem is trying to tell us something, maybe based on that Gemara in Yevamis, that there was a Simon, that there's Avodah Zarah, Simon, there's something wrong, or based on the Baal Shem Tov, if we see it, so then it must be something wrong with us, beautiful idea, or is it just Bizayin HaTorah, and we have to do tshuva for the Bizayin HaTorah that took place, and many nafkaminas that come along the way. But it all flows from our Gemara, here today, Tzadiches Aman Aleph, Ein Mizarkin Kisvei HaKodesh. Okay, we'll stop here.